Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's an honor to serve the loving God, the true and living God. He loves us. And His mercy endures forever. Brother Horton would say His chesed endures forever, which means a lot more than mercy. It's all inclusive. Mercy, grace, joy, peace, love, things you need, His perfect guidance. I love the Lord, my God and King. This is a day that we must get a vision of who God is. The returning King is about to come. The dangers of the tribulation is upon the world system. See, I have to isolate it. It's not on God's people, it's on the world system. And God is going to mightily move by His Spirit. His life is going to burn in your heart if you receive Him. The words of God is life. You can do something with life. You can't do anything with death. The word of God is alive. When you receive it, you're alive. It gives you life. It lifens you. It builds you up. I was just thinking when I first started following God, how I ran right into a giant. I ran right into a giant to me. Temptation. I was following God and I ran right smack into temptation. And I asked the Lord, I said, I thought I was going to fall, I'm being honest. Not trying to sound humble, but that's just the way it was. And later on, I began to realize that everybody go through this. And some people stand. When you're around people that stand and they go against the world system and they live right, they want a war. They want a war. They want a battle. Now, sometimes growing up in the church, I saw people do things. Some things, you know, it made me want, I said, if I'm going to follow God, I want to do it right. I don't want to be in one day and out the next. I saw so much, you know, being just listening to people growing up in church. Most people did good. They did right. But some people didn't do right. And it made me wonder. I wanted to know that I would do right. And I didn't know whether I would do right as a child, as a teenager. But when I was almost 20, I asked the Lord to save me. And I had some fight in me. I didn't want to go back to the worldly way. And wonderful brother, Chris Lucas, he was an Italian Catholic and he got saved. He went to the Church of the Nazarene. A blessing. A jewel from God. I tell you, he said, Thurston, now that you're saved, the enemy wants you back. And he wants to, he's going to tempt you with women. He's going to try to make you angry. He's going to try to steal from you. Anything to get you to go back to the world. And he was right. And the Lord used him to mentor me. He got saved several months ahead of me. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Lord used him to speak many words to my life. Foundational things. He was the one that explained that when you're a Christian, you have a new heart. You don't have to sin anymore. That's when you need to hear these things, when you're on fire for God. He was no accident. God put him there. God gave me that job so I would hear the word of God. And I thank God for my parents. And I thank God for my cousin, Johnny Reed III, affectionately known as Skeeter. I thank God for the people that God put in my path that I needed. Now, what he said gave me enough foundation to go on. And when the enemy showed up, I was ready to fight. I didn't know how to fight him. I didn't know how to stand. I knew how to rely on God. Sometimes you just have to use what you have. What are you skilled with? When you want to do something, Jesus will say, what do you have? When he wanted to feed the 5,000, he said, what do you have? And Peter said, a little boy's lunch. It took faith to go find a little boy's lunch. So, and then Jesus turned around and multiplied it, fed the little boy and everybody else till they were full. And they took up, 12 baskets of leftovers for later. We need God. God has a plan all the time. And he'll use what you have. What are you going to present him with? Present him with your life. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? He'll use your strengths to overcome the weaknesses. The wisdom of God is always with you. One of Jesus' names is Emmanuel. It means that God is with you. Is it emotional trouble? God is with you. He got you. Now, what do you have? Let's start with what you have. Notice it and offer it up to God. God will use your strengths to help you strengthen your weaknesses and cure your problem. Now, I didn't want to, as I fought Satan, I started off fighting, trying to win. I started off, you know, trying to battling temptation. And other ministers, they didn't try to kill the problem. They tried to just survive the problem. But that's a miserable way to live. Survival mode is miserable. David lived in survival mode. He lived in caves, hiding from Saul. But he wouldn't kill. God delivered Saul into his hands twice, but he wouldn't kill God's anointed. He passed all of his tests. That's why he was anointed with more oil than Saul. Saul was anointed by Samuel with a vial of oil, David with a horn of oil. Little Jim McCann IV pointed that out. Now thank God for that. See, when you notice what God is doing, you see why. The more anointing he give a person, it depends on their character. We saw Saul being very industrious. He would not give up on finding his father's donkeys. And we saw David worshiping God, keeping his father's sheep, doing right, putting himself at risk. He delivered the sheep from the bear, from the lion. He was anointable. And once he was anointed, he walked in it. Now, we have to do the same thing. With Christ, we can always build up. We can always mount up. The word say, you know, talk about us mounting up with wings like eagles. That's our heritage. That's how it's supposed to be. I didn't know this while I was first going through the temptations, like everybody does, because Satan is out there trying to destroy what you're trying to build. I'm sorry, that's just how it is. But what we're going to do, though, we're going to point out some things. As I began to fight, I was aggravated. I was angry. And I was motivated by the love of God and by the anger of God. I was motivated by his love because I wanted to find out how I could kill this problem. And I cried out to the Lord. Some people don't even think you can be free, such as what I was trying to be free. The way I was trying to be free. They didn't consider the fact that you can be free from Satan's attacks. So what I continually asked the Lord. I got out to him about it. What do you mean you got out to him about it? I knocked. I seek. And I asked the Lord, how do I kill this problem? I knocked on his door every day. I said, Lord, I'm going to learn to kill this problem. And I said, I don't know how you're going to teach me how to do this, Lord, but that's what I want you to do. And I want to learn it well. How do I do it? So he taught me to love. God is good. He taught me His love. He taught me. I stood on the Word because I received His wisdom. His Word is wisdom, the knowledge of love. He taught me to love the people that was trying to tempt me and do me wrong. See, the enemy will try to get you into anger. Some things that happen to make you angry, get you off balance. Then he'll tempt you while you're weak and frustrated. I learned his wiles. I learned it from the Word and what he was doing. And I just mounted up. And then I said, Lord, I want this problem dead. David didn't just kill Goliath. He didn't just wound Goliath. He killed him. He eliminated the problem. And you can, that's what you're going to do. Eliminate your problem. Kill the problem. Kill Goliath. What is your Goliath? Don't look at it with surrendering eyes. Mount up. It's your heritage. It's easy. I didn't know how to do it. These are not things that I learned in church. I learned from the Lord. I learned some of it in church. I was encouraged along the way. But the things that made the most difference, I learned from the Lord. Now you can learn yours from church, from counsel, however God do it. He's not limited. But there was nobody talking about how to kill the problem I wanted to kill. In my day. And he taught me, I stood on every promise I could find, every word. I cast down imaginations. I cast my cares to God. Every time I found something, I used it. I studied the Proverbs. I learned about the ways of a seductive woman. Her ways are movable. And I saw Satan the same way. His ways are movable. If one thing don't work, he'll try something else. Usually something opposite. Then he'll go back to... He's always meandering around trying to get you off balance. He tried to make me frustrated. He tried to aggravate me. I started picking it up. I started learning. And I started preparing against him. And then the Lord said something that made the difference. With everything else, it all came together in one day. He said, don't fear falling. And I talked about this many times in many ways. But the Word of God is more understood when you talk about it from different angles. We have faith from the Word of God we receive. The more we understand, the more we're able to receive it. I know I'm a little repetitious, but repetition is good. If it's good and if it's a jewel from God, it's worth saying again. S.M. Lockwood, he said that. He said, if it's true, it's worth saying over. It's worth repeating. God is good. I love his people. He's the one that had that sermon, That's My King. It's on YouTube. It's a blessing. I listened to the short version and the whole sermon. It's a good one. This man was he's timeless. But God is good, folks. He loves us. He loved me throughout the whole problem. And I saw everything differently when he said, don't fear falling. I even saw Satan different. I saw him as my defeated foe. I said, Satan, you ain't got nothing on me now. And I didn't feel tempted anymore because I didn't fear falling. See, fear attaches whatever you fear to your, it attaches Satan, the works of Satan, to your life. If you fear being poor, win the lottery, and get an inheritance, if you fear poverty, you will be impoverished. If you fear whatever you fear, it will destroy, it will be a disaster against you. You'll bring it on yourself. Fear has no foundation. You have to do the work to produce what you fear. I know that sounds crazy, but the Lord taught me something about fear. Fear is a driver. It has no foundation. It seduces you into doing whatever's necessary for you to have what you fear. And it's weird how I learned it, but I learned it. I saw it. Somebody close to me had a girlfriend, and she had been wounded in a relationship previously. And she was always suspicious. Where you been? What are you doing? Who you talking to? And it got on his nerves. She feared losing him. And every time she, the way she talked, the way she did things, she drove him away. And he really cared about her. But she was in fear. Now, sometimes you don't get to learn things in the most pristine way. You have to see things, and you can learn if you got your eyes open. Every day she uttered things that just drove a wedge until he was out of her life. And he probably would have married her. This is why you can't have fear in your relationships. You can't have fear. Don't fear going to hell. That's a bad thing to fear. Trust God. Walk on His word. Do what His word said do. Love Him. Enjoy God. Enjoy God. Don't be afraid of missing the point. God is with you. He know you love you, He know how to keep you out of harm's way. He know how to keep you out of hell. I said, Lord, don't let me do nothing that'll cause you to have to send me to hell. Help me forgive everybody. Unforgiveness will do it. Don't make sure that you don't that you've forgiven all your enemies and everybody that frustrates you. That's why I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people. Because I happen to be, most people may not know it, but I'm a fighter. I will fight till I win. I'm slow to Ray. I don't get mad quick, but if you're doing something to hurt people that can't hurt them, that can't fight back, that bugs me bad, and I want to fight. I will fight. I still will fight. Some people seem to me like they were glad Jesus said turn the other cheek, because they're cowardly. But I'm not afraid to fight. I'm not afraid to take a stand. I'm more afraid of what I'll do to somebody that mess with my family. But I found out I can fight spiritually. I don't have to use weapons. And the weapons of God are mighty. We can pull down strongholds. Satan is afraid. The drug dealers used to tremble in my presence. And they had all kind of weapons. I'm not lying. I'm not trying to sound proud or anything like that. It's just, I noticed it. Somebody might block my driveway. I used to have to go over there and ask them to move it. And then when I get over there, they tremble. Oh, we're moving. I'm like, I just asked them to move the car. I didn't come. I just raised my voice or nothing. This is why Satan is afraid of you. He's afraid you might drive those demons out of him. And the demon get nervous, so they get nervous with him. Satan is very afraid of you. Very terrified of you. He's not afraid. He wasn't afraid to go against God. He's not afraid of you personally. But he's afraid of God with you. Because God may tell you what to pray for. He may tell you what to rebuke him. He's terrified. You think Satan's, he make himself look big and bad, but he is terrified that you may love God and follow him. You're going to be amazed at the things that happen as you seek and follow God. It's good. You're going to love it. I love God. And I love His ways, His wisdom, His word, and His people. the Lord helped show me, taught me how to kill Goliath, and he's dead in my life. And I'm dead to sin. I'm dead too. I'm dead to sin. Dead to the world. I'm not active in the world anymore. And I love the Lord my God and King. He is good, folks. You got this. You can win. Fight till you win, live in victory. Fight till you win, live in victory. Fight till you win and live in victory. That's what the Lord taught me to do. That's what I do. That's what you do. Fight till you win, live in victory. Enjoy God. Enjoy His peace. Enjoy His word, His wisdom. Now I'm out of time. The Lord's not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.